Conversation 2.
How did you get that scar, if you don't mind me asking?
Which one? The one on my chin?
No, I meant the one on your forehead. It's pretty nasty.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, I was smart enough to somehow walk straight into a head-height shelf when I was 18.
Oh.
I was working at this summer camp in the States and I'd been out to a party with some friends one night, stumbled home and whacked myself when I got back to my cabin.
Oh.
I decided that, while it hurt a bit, it'd probably be okay, and that what I really needed was my bed. I woke up in the morning to find there was blood everywhere.
Oh.
All over the bed, the floor, and most shockingly, when I looked in the mirror, I realised my face was covered in dried blood, which I really hadn't been expecting.
Mm.
The doctor said he could have stitched it if I'd seen him right away, but that it was unstitchable the following day. Just my luck.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, well, it's my own stupid fault, really.
And, I'm scared to ask now, really, but what about that other one?
You won't believe me when I tell you, honestly.
Okay. Is it gruesome?
Not really, just odd. I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago there were all these reports of people getting blown off their feet by high winds, and even someone getting killed by being blown headfirst into a door.
No. That must just have completely passed me by somehow.
Yeah? Well, it was pretty crazy. What happened with me was that one night I just got totally blown down the drive at the side of my house. Completely out of control.
No.
I somehow managed to go headfirst between two parked cars, whacking my head on both of them and landing on my chin in the middle of the road.
Ouch!
Yeah. And when I came to, I found my chin completely split open. Oh. And my wisdom teeth weren't too happy either.
Whoa! You're fairly accident-prone, really, aren't you?
I've got another one, actually, if you want to hear about it.